Bless you, Lord. Well, as many of you know that Brother Reuben Alvear, one of the elders of the church here, earlier this week was hospitalized. We didn't know to start with what all his condition was. And we met Delia up at the emergency room probably around 4 in the morning. And he was really out of it. And later they found out that he had a heart attack. Now I'm just saying things in the natural. His kidneys were completely shutting down and he had pneumonia. And the doctors were saying that the next 24 hours were very, very critical for his survival. He was totally, they sedated him. He basically was in a semi-coma state. That's not the words they used, but he was under sedation to that extent. And prayers were offered up. Praise God. Prayers were offered up, and you prayed, and we prayed, and we had people in Tulsa praying, and also in Dayton praying. And I just want to announce to you this morning that I got a call from somebody, and of course, I saw Reuben just a few days ago, and he was laying there in that sedated state with a tube running down his throat, trying to get oxygen to his lungs, and was totally incapacitated. Well, I got a call from somebody this morning, and it was Reuben.
Hallelujah.
And I said, "Man, you're talking." He goes, I said, "How long you been up and talking?" He goes, "Pastor, I'm having breakfast. You need to leave me alone." He said, "I am not going anywhere."
Hallelujah.
He said, I said, "Well, did you go anywhere?" And he goes, "No, I didn't go nowhere." And he said, "I'm not going anywhere." I said, "Okay, good." He goes, "No, he's given me promises, things that I'm supposed to fulfill."
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Lord.
He said, he wanted me to thank all of you for the prayers. And he's going into revival with us.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
So we're going to have to put up with Reuben.
Hallelujah.
So let's just give God the glory. Why don't you just stand with me? Let's just give God the glory. We praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We worship you,
Father.
Give all the glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
We give all the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Give all the glory to the risen one. We praise and magnify your name. Exalt you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. You always come through.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We worship you, Jesus.
Worship and adore you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you had something right now, you needed us to lay hands on you for anything working in your body. There's no need for you to sit through the rest of the service having a hard time. So if you just come down here and stood, it would all be over. Praise God. So if that's anybody, before we leave this order, praise God. Exalt you, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. Stretch your faith this way. What is it? Growth. So why don't you stand on this side and place your hand there in that area. The rest of you, please stay in prayer with us. Stretch your faith this way. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command that growth to leave now. In the name of Jesus, go out of your body. Go out of her body now in the name of Jesus. I curse this thing. And I command it now in the name of Jesus to leave. Totally gone. Dissolved. Father, do that work now inside of her spirit. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Receive. receive this life. Behold, command that thing to completely die. In Jesus' name. Release the glory. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worship you. What is it, Steve? You're shaking. In the name of Jesus, receive strength, receive life, receive restoration, receive wholeness. In Jesus' name, this come upon you. In the name of Jesus, release your life, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name. Absolute. Jesus, right now, we release the power of God in there. In the name of Jesus, receive his life. No more, nothing to return, but in Jesus' name, total restoration. Hallelujah, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. What is it? Okay, he's going to take that right now. Jesus' name, you bore in your body all infirmity. For these wrists now, this arthritis, I command it to go. This joint pain, go. Go now in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Okay. Jesus. Father, right now, as this prayer cloth goes out to Josina, and this pregnancy, Lord, and the safety of this child, where there's been losses before in the past, we say that this child will hold. She will not cast the fruit of her womb before its time. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I release the power of God to flow into this cloth. She wears it upon her body. I pray that, Father, everything will be strong and secure. The work of faith will be manifest in her. I release your life. I release your glory and all that Jesus is now in the name of Jesus. I worship you. Thank you for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Would you stand with us, please? Thank you, Jesus. Would you just lift your hands and give him all the glory? We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Father. We glorify you and exalt your name. Exalt your name. We exalt your name, Jesus. We exalt your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Why don't you take just a few minutes to greet someone. Tell them how glad you are to see them once again in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Did everybody get a hug? I hope. Let me just exhort you for just a few moments. You would, please. Later on, we're going to have a graduation service. I hope it's that we've got our graduates here. But let me just exhort you for just a few moments over the offering. If you have your Bibles, why don't you turn with me to Matthew, the 6th chapter. If you don't, you can look on with somebody or just listen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This is Jesus admonishing, and this is where he's teaching when he went up on the mountain and began to teach. But this is in the 6th chapter. And Jesus spoke and he said, "Take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven." Now, alms was a giving. Particularly, it was a giving to the poor. But nevertheless, it was a giving, and it was a financial blessing, or it was given as a result of people giving into the temple or into the synagogue, and it was supposed to go to the poor. And he says, otherwise, he said, if you do your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets. Now the hypocrites, you might as well know just particularly what he was talking about was the scribes and the Pharisees. He was just wasn't talking about the common people. He was talking particularly about the scribes and Pharisees, that whatever they did, even in their giving, they were wanting to be seen. They were wanting to have the praise of men. They actually had at times people following them around, and would actually, this is not allegorical, this is literal. They actually had people. Now is that the epitome of wanting to be noticed? To have somebody blow a trumpet and say, "Look what look what Alex is given." They really had that going on. Is that crazy or what? But he says that they have their glory of men. Verily I say unto you, that's there. He says they have their reward in verse 2. But when thou doest thine alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Well, somebody said, well, what kind of ministry to the poor do you have here? Well, one, our major ministry is this. It is to the poor, and we're calling in a revival. And if you really want to know what poor is, usually our mind equivocates poor to somebody that doesn't have a real good living conditions or food or, you know, this. Jesus defined what poor was at the beginning of this sermon. In chapter 5, the very first thing he said was, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit. What he was saying is, everybody that is not yet born again, everyone that has a spirit that is dead of nature, dead of the life of God, they're poor in spirit. But here's your promise. Yours is the kingdom of God. I have come to provide life for you, that you no longer have to be poor. Well, what is our call? Our call is for revival. And all the miracles are only part and partisan, because what we really want is thousands being born again. And those thousands that are not yet born again are poor in spirit. So when you're giving this morning, or you're giving at any time, you're giving for the poor. Pastor, do we have a benevolence fund for the poor? Yeah, everything that we're doing is working towards that. Every single thing that we're doing is working towards the poor in spirit. If somebody says, well, our church, thank God for every church that feeds somebody or that has benevolence, wonderful. But our whole mission is to feed the poor. Our whole mission, revival, is to feed the poor. So when you're giving this morning, I want you to know you're giving to feed the poor. Hallelujah. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, what is your reward? He says this. When you do this, in verse 3, let not your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that thy alms may be in secret. Now, let's just talk just for a second about secret. We know when you walk up here, that's we do it a little different. We don't pass a plate. We do it in a kind of a celebration mode. I like doing it that way. Sometimes it helps people even feel more comfortable. You can go and greet somebody. If you don't have something to give that day, there's never, ever a pressure put on anybody. We never want to spotlight anybody. But you say, well, that's not necessarily in secret. I know that. And even if we pass the plate, that wouldn't be in secret either. Somebody next to you could see or not see whether you're given. If we put a box in the back of the church, somebody said, well, let's just put a box in the... Somebody's going to see you put it in a box in the back of the church. You're never, ever going to be able to escape people not know or seeing or not seeing whether or not you give or not. That's not necessarily what he's talking about. What he's talking about is a secret place of integrity before you and the Lord. Now, it literally, for the Pharisees, meant they were giving openly so they could. And there is the fruit of it, like if you were to give so other people could give or other people could see you and you wanted that praise, that is truth. But the secret here, what he's talking about is this, a place of integrity where you divide a place inside of your heart and say, Lord, I will not let my flesh override my spirit. All that I have is yours. Now, we teach around here that we don't give to get. How many of you understand that? But there is a place where if the Father can go into that secret place inside of you and you live in that place of integrity and He can trust you as His steward and He can trust you to say, Lord, whatever I have is yours, but divide that part. Show me what I'm supposed to be stewarding for you. Show me what I'm supposed to be giving to you on a continual basis or on a one-time gift. In that, that's a place of stewardship. That's a place of trust. That's different than Him being just your Father. Listen, He's going to feed me next week, not because I give. He's going to provide for me, not because I give. He's going to cover me, not because I give. Why then, Pastor, is He going to do all that? Because He's my daddy. Hallelujah. But because He's my daddy, there's a place inside of me that I can separate and sanctify and say, Lord, this is a place inside of me that no man can see. Nobody can see they can't see this place. It's a place of integrity. Well, guess what? He promises. He says in verse 4, or verse 3, he says, I'll back up. He says, and when thou doest thine alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Well, what does that mean? Well, it certainly doesn't mean what he was condemning the others for. There's never going to be a time where somebody announces your name. God's not going to start telling everybody how much you're giving. That's not it. But how many of you know this, that if in secret the Lord comes to you and says, I want you to do these things because I want you to feed the poor. I want you to have a part in revival. And you begin to separate those things to God. And if he sees that there's a part inside of you that really is serious about revival, and I'm not talking about your provision. I'm not talking about him feeding you because you're his son or daughter. I'm talking about that part where he says, if I can trust you to separate what I'm asking you to do for me, well, if you're really that intent on revival, and I can trust you for that, my heart's intent is to give you more for that very same purpose. My heart's intent, how many of you know he'll come behind you? If you start giving and saying, Lord, I want this to go to feed the poor, how many of you know that he will reward us openly and provide more for what? Because we have to have our provision? Oh, no, that's a totally separate issue. But when you say, Father, I'm intent on seeing a revival in Southwest Florida, he'll come behind you and he'll begin to pour out ways for you to get that over into the kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Amen. Why don't you ask him what he'd have you to give this morning if you haven't done that already. Bow your hearts and with me. Father, we thank you. First of all, I just thank you because you're our daddy and all this provision has been made. And the other part, Lord, you're able to go into those places of our hearts and our life. And Father, you that see in secret, you'll reward openly. Give us, Lord, we pray, more opportunities to be able to be a part. And we thank you and we give you all the praise and all the glory. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. All right, if you'll just stand with us, if you have something, let's greet one another again just briefly. You have something, and all the graduates, if they'll go and prepare right now and get ready to come back in here in just a moment. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we thank you that all of our needs are met continually. And Lord, out of the abundance of our heart, we give on to you and on to this, Lord. And it's even part of our praise and our worship, Lord God, as we do it. So, Father, we do it with a... We're learning more and more, Lord, that it's out of a cheerful heart, Father. And we know more than anything, all of our needs are met through you, Lord Jesus, already. You're our daddy. And we know that you meet our needs in every way. So, Father, we're so thankful for that. And help us to know it more and more each day. So bless this offering, Lord, and bless everyone that gave. I bless their families. I bless their lives. I bless everything they put their hands to. Shall prosper and advance the kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.